generating $25 billion for his public shareholders and investors such as private equity firm Warburg Pincus. In the last year alone, he did deals worth $97 billion. Actavis, a generic drug maker, was the white knight that saved Allergan from a bitter hostile takeover attempt by rival pharmaceutical company Valeant and activist investor William Ackman. The combined Actavis Allergan will be the world's 10th biggest drug firm, with 30,000 employees and, despite being unprofitable, $8 billion in free cash flow on revenues of $23 billion. I interview a lot of people for top jobs, says Carl Icahn, who backed Saunders for the CEO slot at Forest Labs, which he ran for 5 months in 2013, and who once promised to bankroll him with $2 billion for a proposed startup. When I met him, in my mind, he stood out right at the top. Ackman agrees with Icahn. Incredibly, given their bitter history, he calls Saunders, quote, capable and smart, end quote. Saunders insists that Actavis Allergan is more than just a short-term trade. It's the springboard for a revolutionary new kind of drug company. Growth pharma, he calls it. Actavis Allergan will have the scale in marketing and clinical trials of a global powerhouse like Eli Lilly or Bristol-Myers Squibb, but it will eschew the core mission of most drug companies, inventing drugs, preferring to buy them from universities or biotechs all the time. The new company will be the first big pharma that doesn't even pretend to invent medicines. The idea that to play in the big leagues you have to do drug discovery is really a fallacy, says Saunders. You have to do research, you have to be committed to innovation. I strongly believe that, but discovery has not returned its cost of capital. A drug company that doesn't even try to make drugs is plain outrageous to some. Skeptics see a roll-up based on tax dodging. Run from Parsippany, New Jersey, Actavis has a tax domicile in Ireland, and merger math led by a neophyte. Saunders' decision to stop selling a blockbuster Alzheimer's drug to force patients onto a pricey new formulation didn't help. It infuriated consumer advocates and was blocked by a federal judge. One of their first forays as a top 10 company is harming the pharmaceutical industry's reputation, says John LaMattina, former head of research at Pfizer. Meanwhile, investors are cheering. 5 years ago, Actavis was a generics company called Watson Pharmaceuticals that had annual sales of $2.5 billion. Since then, it has quintupled sales and delivered shareholders a total return of 545%. They know that Saunders may pontificate on the future of pharma, but there's always a plan B if that doesn't work out, an even bigger deal. The son of a urologist and a social worker, Saunders grew up in Pennsylvania and paid his own way through that state's college system as a furniture mover. He still has a bad back and a clerk, earning both a JD and an MBA. By 29, he had made partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, focusing on regulatory compliance in healthcare. He might have stayed a consultant for life had he not caught the attention of Fred Hassan, the legendary pharmaceutical turnaround artist. Hassan had made Pharmacia, a Swedish company, into a market darling through a huge acquisition, a spin-out, and a $64 billion sale to Pfizer. By 2003, when he met Saunders, Hassan was chief executive of Schering Plough, and many thought the company was unfixable. Schering was accused of kickbacks, dangerously bad manufacturing, and illegal marketing. Hassan needed an outsider to come in and help him clean up. Hassan heard about Saunders from Schering's chief financial officer, and though there were two other candidates more qualified on paper, Hassan became impressed by the younger man's drive and focus. I just became convinced that this guy was going to be all in, says Hassan. In the end, I think all of us have the IQ. The people who look to doing a job as really something they enjoy doing, they are always going to do better than those who look upon it as a job. I said, this guy's really going to get into it. Hassan sold him to the board of directors as Schering's new chief compliance officer, and once on board, Saunders stamped out bad practices, negotiated hundreds of millions of dollars in settlements with the feds, and personally entered the company's guilty plea. He rose fast. In 2007, Hassan tasked his apprentice with leading the integration of Dutch biotech Organon, which Hassan had bought for $14 billion.